Good morning. This is the Ramblings of an Indisciplined Mind podcast for Monday, February 21st, 2022. So, yeah. Yesterday got turned weird. So yesterday was the day that we picked to go to Frankenmuth for our winner free birthday chicken dinner. I've talked about this before, but they've got a rewards program and at this restaurant, and you get a free all-you-can-eat chicken dinner on your birthday month. And so both my wife and I, our birthdays are this week, so it seemed like a good week to go. And we always try to do it early enough in the month that if there's like a really bad snowstorm, we can reschedule for the week out and still be in February. But the weather was, it actually was up, got up to 50 at one point yesterday. It was quite mild, which is, kind of unusual. I mean, we've gone up in snowstorms before, but that's not the norm. But usually it is at least wintertime conditions. So as we were leaving the house at 12:45. And as we were leaving, for some reason, parked in the grass for our next door neighbor that's on the left, but parked up in the grass there between the road and the sidewalk was this, you know, large U-Haul truck. You know, the big ones that's got the little compartment that's over the cab and whatnot. And it was hauling, it also had a... one of those car towing things on the back, which, you know, attaches with the hitch, and you put like the front wheels, or whichever the drive wheels, I'm assuming, you put the front wheels up on there, and you haul the car behind the U-Haul. And there was a little white car there. There was like a dark SUV of some kind that was kind of with them. It was just strange. I mean, first of all, why are you up on the grass? I thought it might have something to do with the neighbors on that side, since it was, you know, they're on their grass. You know, and at this point, it's very wet and sloppy and whatnot. This is a big truck. And, so, you know, we... But... You know, it wasn't on my property, so I didn't have to go, what the hell? So we go and we have our chicken dinner. We have a very nice dinner. My mother-in-law and my middle sister-in-law met us there, and the daughter came with. So the five of us had a very nice dinner. And then we came home after one other stop that's not of note, and we drive home. It's like a 45 minute drive if you don't stop, so it's not a bad drive by any stretch of the imagination. And like I say, the conditions were very nice. I mean, it was super windy coming home, but that didn't really cause us any major problems. We just had to keep on top of that. So we get home, and we're driving up to the house, and there is a van parked in front of our driveway. And I'm like, okay. Our first thought, it was some sort of delivery van. And so we just kind of wait there for a couple minutes, you know, behind it. Nothing. I mean, there's no activity from the van. I'm looking around. You know, there's not a delivery person walking around anywhere that I can see, not on our property or not on, you know, one thought that came to mind is, you know, this is a delivery person that had a number of deliveries right in that area, and so we got out of the van and just kind of walking. But yeah, I didn't see anybody that looked like they were doing that. There were a couple of people out on the sidewalk. They were obviously, you know, walking their dogs or whatever. right. So after, you know, 2-3 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get out and see if there's anybody in the van. And the van is empty. The van reeks of cigarette smoke. I mean, even with the doors shut. I didn't try it right then, but the doors were locked, as it turned out. But, I mean, the windows are up, doors are shut, reeked of cigarette smoke. And that was one thing, because I did walk up to our porch, and there was our Amazon package. And I smelled the package, because I was like, if this was in that vehicle, it would reek of smoke. And no, not at all. So I'm like, okay, well, this is really weird. What is going on here? So, you know, we kind of wait around for a little bit, waiting to see if somebody's going to show up. And nobody shows up. I try my directly across the street neighbor. They weren't home. Just to see if they had any, if they'd seen anything about this. You know, because we've been gone for 4 hours. What the hell do we know about this van? They weren't home. There was actually somebody else that was like waiting for his wife to come out. He was sitting in his RV pretty much this whole time, or his SUV. So I went over and talked to him, and they had noticed. They mentioned, "Oh, you mean the U-Haul?" I'm like, "No, not the U-Haul." And I'm kind of surprised that it's such a point of, the U-Haul is such a point of conversation. But I'm like, "Yeah, well, I saw that earlier, but no, this is this van. That, I don't know where it came from." And so I was like, okay, well, they didn't know anything. So I thanked them. They actually tracked down one of the neighbor on the other side, the neighbor whose yard the U-Haul was sitting earlier. We're just getting ready to leave, and so this guy was already in his car. He went and tracked them down to see if they knew anything, and they didn't. And I went to see the neighbor that's on our other side and said, "Hey, do you know anything about this van? Did you see anything?" Because their back windows, you know, kind of overlook that way. And they didn't. But he came back out a little bit later, and they've got a Ring security system. And he's got a camera that's over his garage that it's got a wide angle enough lens that it will pick up the area in front of my driveway in the area between our two houses. And you can see that this U-Haul and this black SUV, which he identified it as an Explorer, kept coming back. And at one point, it's parked in front of my house, not in front of the driveway, but in front of my house, the RV, still towing this white car, which this guy's wife had seen at the Georgia place. So we're watching the video on a tablet he had out there, and you can see where, you know, so they pulled up, and then this van pulled up behind them, blocking my driveway, and these people all were milling around. There was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 adults. The black SUV was back, and they kind of mill around this van, and then they get into the SUV, and they get into the U-Haul, and drive off. And this is like at 3:45. You know, by this point, it's like 5:30, 5:45. You know, so it's been sitting there for a couple of hours. That was one thing the daughter noticed, was that the hood of the van was cold. So it had been sitting there for a little bit. So I said, all right, well, you know, I got to call the cops, because we got to be able to get into our... We ended up letting the daughter get out. You could kind of get out on one end if you drove over a little chunk of mile on a little bit. But I had these snow sticks that were sticking up. And one of them you'd have to drive right over it. So I ended up having to cut it off at ground level, because the ground is frozen solid. So I had to remove that, and then directed the daughter out so she could get home, because she was stuck in our driveway. And then I called 911 and explained what was going on, and that there was this, you know, car blocking my driveway. So a sheriff's deputy showed up a little bit later. Not, you know, just a few minutes. Just a couple minutes. Because the substation is pretty darn close. and told him what was going on, and you know, I think he ran the plates, and then he went and called the wrecker, and the wrecker was there really fast. It didn't take them very long at all, and they you know, they put it up on the flatbed and dragged it up on the flatbed and drove it off. And the guy, the cop gave me a card. He's like, if they come ask him for it, you know, here's where it's going to be, and gave me a business card for the wrecker service. But it was just, who does that? And then to make matters worse, what I don't understand is where it's at is on an incline. So even, you know, let's say it died. They had engine troubles and it just died, and so they had to leave it there. If you just let gravity do its job and roll it forward, you know, 10 feet, it could have sat there, you know, not forever. Because at some point it would have been like, what the hell's with this van? But at least it's not blocking my ingress, you know. So it was just strange. So wasn't quite sure what to make of that. To be honest, it creeped me out, because it's like, are they going to come back looking for that? So now do we have to wait for these guys to be showing up and going, hey, where's my van? You know, it's just like... So yeah, that was the weird thing yesterday. I don't know what's going to happen with that today. I guess we'll see if somebody... Nobody came by last night. I left the porch light on last night. I don't know, just for a safety thing. I don't know. Like I say, it just kind of creeped me out, because it's just strange behavior. And it's strange behavior to think that, you know, why is this U-Haul and Explorer, if that's what it was, why the hell is it still driving around our sub, you know, 3 hours after I saw it? The whole thing is just strange. I actually meant to, before I got going on this trip, I meant to actually do a quick drive around the sub and just see if I saw a U-Haul anywhere, and I forgot. Maybe I'll try to do that when I get back. But let's see, I am here where I need to be getting gas, so I'm gonna let that be that. I'll be back in your ear holes soon, and I'll be talking to you then. So be seeing you.